Hidden deep within the Australian outback lies the secret valley of koalas. In this undiscovered oasis of eucalyptus, thousands of koala bears lounge around all day tripping on the psychedelic leaves. And despite what you may say about seals and kittens, koala bears are the cutest animal on the planet. However, this was not always the case. Indeed, until recently, there was one breed that had them beat. You see, hidden deep within the secret valley of koalas lay the enchanted field of koala gnomes. And koala gnomes were the most adorable creatures of all. They were each 1.5 inches tall, and they wore funny little vests and pointy hats of autumn colors. They looked like tiny koala bears, but they were smart like humans, and they talked like this. G'day! Pleased to make your acquaintance! Yes, koala gnomes were always most pleased about everything. They sang gay songs and danced in circles. Koala gnomes had been known to grow very old, but they all lost their fertility about halfway through life, at which time they became adult gnomes and were endowed with the knowledge of koala gnome magic. At least that's how things used to be. But tragically, koala gnomes are no more. You see, adjacent to the idyllic enchanted field in which they lived lay the haunted forest of horror, which emitted mysterious gypsy music that the gnomes could hardly resist. Yet the forest remained dark, even on the brightest day of summer, and young gnomes who entered never returned, so they feared the forest and stayed away. But the ancient gnomes knew better. Many years ago, they developed a magic light of protection, which enabled them to enter the forest and dance to the gypsy music unscathed by the snakes and spiders that resided there. And so, for many years, the adults had been going into the forest, and the children had seen them, and they wanted to dance to the gypsy music too, but they didn't know about the magic light, and the ancient gnomes refused to tell them. And all they'd say about the forest was that it was evil and to stay away. And so, one night, many years ago, as the adults were sleeping, the children all gathered together and ventured into the forest, only to be gobbled up by the horrors that resided there. The next morning, all the fertile gnomes were dead. And faced with extinction of their entire species, the ancient gnomes cried to the heavens, "What fools we were! If only we told the children about the light of protection, we should have known they would never be able to resist the mysterious music." And when the last ancient koala gnome died this year, koala bears were officially crowned the cutest animal on the planet. And that is why it is ridiculous to promote abstinence-only sex education in